Egyptians waited patiently to vote on their new constitution, but the lengthy document is fraught with contradictions. It guarantees many freedoms, as this government video advertises, but it also limits them. Among the examples, it protects freedom of speech and expression, but it also bans insulting anyone. It guarantees freedom of the press, but says the media should operate in accordance with the basic principles of the state and society. It provides for the right to protest, but says civilians can be tried in military courts if they harm the military, one of many vague references in the document. And the Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but only for monotheistic religions, and it makes Islam the state religion and a Sunni interpretation of Muslim law the principal source for all legislation. According to a competing video from liberal opposition groups, the document opens the door to poverty, slavery, and repression, and it's a stew that was cooked too fast and won't please enough of the people. There's no shortage of partisan rhetoric, but what do independent experts say?
Certain aspects.
Constitutional law expert Tom Ginsburg at the University of Chicago Law School said in a Skype interview that much of the draft looks fine, but a few provisions are reason for concern.
The key question, of course, when it comes to these provisions in any Muslim country is not what's written on paper, but how they're interpreted. And that, I think, is where the real fear comes into play.
Ginsburg says that interpretation will be done by more and more Islamist judges if the Islamists control the future government as expected. And he's particularly concerned about provisions in the Constitution that give the military significant power. The Constitution does set up a democratic system with frequent elections and some division of powers between the president, the parliament, and the courts. But Mina Khalil of the American University of Cairo is concerned that too much is left to a simple majority in parliament or among the people, creating the possibility of abuse by whichever political viewpoint is in power.
Legally speaking, you could live with it, but politically speaking, I don't think you can. If it's supposed to place a check on what majority, the majority may, rules, this document does not do that.
Khalil believes Egypt is heading for a difficult period, but says a newly awakened political spirit will serve the country well in the long term.
I'm not entirely given up yet. I strongly believe that the future of the country really will depend on how active people become in its politics.
There has been plenty of activism in Egypt during the past 2 years, most of it on the streets. Parliamentary elections expected in February will again test how well liberals and Islamists can channel that energy into politics and will determine who gets the first chance to interpret the new constitution. Al Pessin, VOA News, Cairo.